This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Last week, we talked about how the sin of offense can wound your soul and cause all kinds of ailments, illnesses, disorders, viruses, and bacterias. This week, we're going to talk about your words. When you speak offended words, that sin can wound your soul and cause all kinds of mouth issues like tooth decay, gum disease, root canal issues, loose teeth, lost fillings, and an assortment of other dental problems. I remember letting myself get offended for a couple of months. Then out of the blue, I developed sensitive teeth. I had never had it before, but suddenly anything I ate or drank that wasn't room temperature would send this shooting pain through my mouth. I couldn't figure out why it was happening. People told me, oh, it's because you're getting older. Then one day the Lord gave me the key. He said that I had let myself continually speak offended words, and that sin wounded my soul and caused me to have sensitive teeth. Once I repented for my sin and put dunamis on my soul, the sensitivity left and it's never returned. I've seen incredible miracles happen when people get healed of the wounds in their soul that came from speaking offended words. I've seen enamel grow into people's teeth, gum tissue grow back instantly, tooth and jaw pain completely disappear, and all kinds of dental miracles. I've seen them happen when people got healed in their souls of the sins of speaking offended words. Let's start today's program with a review.
Offense is a sin that can wound your soul and then cause you to be sick. Let's just listen to it. It says this, "Then now confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, and your sins, and pray for one another that you would be healed." So in this verse, it kind of breaks down some of the different types of sins that could have caused the sickness. And it lists offenses as one of them. In the Bible, offenses refers to sin, but the word offense also means to be offended. That's saying here that when you confess your offenses to one another, you will be healed. Healed of what? Well, I looked it up. Does it mean just spiritually healed? Does it mean, you know, healed in your mind? Does it mean, what does it mean? I looked up the word healed there, and it means to be healed of diseases. Meaning, when you get healed of the sins of offense, you will be healed of the diseases that came upon you when you took part in that sin. So how do we get healed of these wounds that come from our constant offense? I got to go back to the same, I'm preaching the same message over and over again. Two things. This is a simple message. It's all about Jesus. It's about his cross and his resurrection. The blood from the cross and the dunamis power that comes from the resurrection. So you need to start with the blood always, but you can't stop there. You can't stop there because our sins of offense have made wounds in our soul, and we need to have those wounds healed, and the specific power that does that is the dunamis power that comes from the resurrection. Paul said, Philippians 3:10, I want to know him and the power, dunamis, of his resurrection. That word dunamis means what? Excellence of soul. That's what it means in the Greek. Excellence of soul. It makes your soul excellent. It heals the wounds that came from the sins of offense. When you get offended, what's the first thing you do? You talk smack. Am I right? You talk smack. You can't wait to talk smack. You look, you try to think of who should I call so I can talk smack. Who's at home so I can run right into that room and tell them, you're not going to believe what happened now. You're not going to believe what they did now. Right? Am I right? You get on the phone and then you get like slightly convicted. Ah, man, I got to stop talking about it. It's really not good. But you just can't help yourself. And then after about 5 minutes, you go, well, you know, I wasn't going to say anything, but let me tell you what happened now. Am I right? We just can't help ourselves. We just want to talk about it so much, don't we? We have to be careful what we say. It is better to shut up because your words are wounding your soul and making you sick. Proverbs 26:22 says the words of a slanderer or a whisperer are like deadly wounds. They go down to the innermost part of the body. That innermost part of the body, if you look it up, it means the inner self, the soul. So it says your words can wound your soul. And not only wound your soul, but become deadly wounds. Deadly wounds. It feels so good sometimes to talk about somebody that's acting the fool. But it doesn't feel good because you don't realize with every single word, you're digging your own grave. You're actually commanding a sickness to come upon you. I want you to think back right now. How many of you can remember a time that you were extremely offended and you also got sick at the same time? Raise your hand. See that? It's true. When you let yourself get offended and then you talk smack about peeps, the words of a slanderer whisper like deadly wounds. They go down to the innermost part of the being. I got so many stories. I was in prison in Lowell, Florida, which is one of the biggest female prisons, women's prisons in the United States. And, man, we were teaching the girls the stuff, same stuff we're teaching you about the soul, and they get it. It's so awesome. And they were moving into it, and miracles were happening. And then during one of the breaks, I was back in the chappie's office, and the girls were lined up to get a prophetic word from me. And this one woman stepped up, and I looked at her. And as soon as I looked at her, the Lord said, ask her about her pain in her tooth. I said, so you have a pain in your tooth? She goes, yes, ma'am. I said, how long has that been? She goes, for a while now, ma'am. I said, okay, let's get it healed. And I reached out and I touched her. And as soon as I touched her, I heard the word property. Property. Now, in prison, an inmate's belongings are called their property. And they're even given a property box to put their property in. And as soon as I touched her and heard that word, I felt that she had gotten very bothered because somebody, even offended, because somebody had messed with her property. So I asked her, I said, I heard that when you came up in this place that somebody messed with your property and you got really, really offended. Is that true? She goes, yes, ma'am. When I came up in here, the COs then took my shades and I was not well with it. And I said, oh, okay. I said, now, when that CO did that, did you begin to say offended, even cursing evil words about that CO? She goes, yes, ma'am. I said, well, remember what I taught. Proverbs 26, the words of a slanderer or whisperer are like deadly wounds that go down to the innermost part of the belly. I said, when you spoke about that CO in an offended manner, it actually wounded your own soul, and it made a bacteria and a rottedness inside your tooth. See, those words are coming out of your mouth. A lot of times people have mouth problems. That's how the disease will manifest because those words are coming out of their mouth. When you see people having a lot of mouth issues, probably you can ask them, are you offended? Have you been offended? And you can pray for their souls in that way, and then they'll get healed. So I asked her that, and she told me yes, she had done all that. And so I said, okay, let's get it healed. And I said, I want you to just start repenting for being offended at that CO and ask the Lord for forgiveness and forgive that CO. And while you're doing that, I'm going to pump your soul full of dunamis. So she began to put the blood on, and I put my hand on her, and I just began to pray that her soul would be filled with dunamis and it would become excellent. And so I did that, and I just kept on going until I heard the Lord say it was done, that the wound was healed. And then I stepped back, and the Lord said, now command the bacteria to die and command new enamel to grow in the tooth. So I said, I command bacteria to die. I command the pain to leave in Jesus' name. And I command new fresh enamel in that tooth, so no more rotted tooth in Jesus' name. Then I looked at her and I said, how's that pain now? And she goes, it's gone. Just like that, right? Okay, so we go out and we tell everybody what happened during the next session. She comes up and we testify and all that. And then I turned to all the ladies, and this place was jam-packed, okay? There was some peeps up in this place. And then I'm like, all right, ladies, how many of you in here have ever been offended at a CO and spoke evil offended words? Raise your hand. And the whole place goes, right? I go, now, how many of you here have problems in your mouth? Raise your hand. 80%. 80% of them raise their hand. And I said, okay, look, we're going to get healed right now. And I said, we're going to start repenting for being offended, and we're going to start commanding our souls to be excellent, and you're going to start getting miracles in your mouth. And that's exactly what we did, and the miracles started breaking out. But it was so awesome because, you know, the police come up in there, and they have to watch you during the meetings because you just can't have a meeting with that many peeps in one room without some sort of, you know, control factor. And so the police are there, and the entire time I'm doing the meeting, you know I'm an ex-inmate, so they're sitting in the back like this looking at me like, right? Totally bothered, right? Like, who is this woman right there, right? But as soon as I started telling all the ladies, okay, ladies, you need to repent for saying offended words, cursing words about the COs, okay? Right now, start repenting. They're in the back now going like this. Yeah, y'all heard the woman of God? You all need to repent. And suddenly, for the first time in my life, I was friends with the police.
For the last several years, we've been going inside prisons to minister to inmates, and we've seen some really cool miracles. Everything from busted knees to serious diseases. But even better, I love witnessing men and women who've been rejected their whole lives receive a real heart transformation. Jesus is in the business of changing lives, and we've been called to help. With your support today, we can change more lives and do more together.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Stay Unoffendable, Total Transformation 4-Disc Set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free, 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that getting worked up and offended can cause sickness in your body? Have you or someone you know suffered from repeated flus, infections, and even teeth and mouth issues? This revolutionary teaching reveals the toll that offense takes on your health. In this CD set, I've included a powerful time of personal prayer that will lead you to receiving your miracle.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
We were in Ohio, and a woman had been offended at a friend of hers, a really good friend of hers. And, of course, you know, when you're offended, you speak stuff out of your mouth. Well, she had had a filling in her tooth, and the filling had fallen out and left a big hole behind. And she would take her tongue and stick it up in the hole, and she could feel it, the craggly edges in the hole inside with her tongue. And she hadn't had a chance to have it fixed or had the money to have it fixed. So we're in the meeting, and I'm teaching this message, right? And then the next morning, it actually happened the next morning, a powerful anointing came on for enamel. And I'm up in the front going, enamel is growing back in people's teeth. I'm not kidding. I'm like that, right? This is really happening right now. And everybody's like, yeah, right. And I'm like, no, enamel's growing back in people's teeth right now. And so, like, I felt the power release, and then something happens to her. Right when I say that, she feels this excruciating pain. Oh, that is so good. She feels excruciating pain right in the spot where the tooth is. Now, remember the woman that came up this morning that had the enamel grow back in her teeth? What did she say? She felt all kinds of pain, right? There's something about when the enamel grows back in your teeth, you feel pain when it first happens. Okay, she felt this excruciating pain right in her jaw. She went, oh, what was that? And then she goes, oh, I wonder. She sticks her tongue up there, and now she can't find the hole. She can't find the hole, right? So she's freaked out. So she runs into the bathroom, and she's like, looking in the mirror, right? Can't find the tooth. She runs out to her friends, like, look and see if I still got the hole in my tooth. And they're like all in the hallway doing, I don't see it. I don't see it. Open wider. No, I don't see it. So she runs back into the bathroom again. And she's like, trying to find it in the bathroom. Can't find it. Runs out to her friends. Did that three times, going back and forth between the bathroom and her friends. Until finally she gave up. She came up to testify, and she just sat there and says, I am just shocked. I am shocked. Enamel just grew back in my tooth. I don't have a hole there anymore. And it was that easy. I'm like, yes. I pray for everyone right now, even the people that are watching right now, that as you get healed of the wounds in your soul that came from offense, that enamel, fresh new enamel, will grow back in your teeth, that cavities will disappear, holes will fill in, that enamel and new fresh coatings will come on your teeth. They'll be whiter and brighter than ever before. Disease will leave your mouth. Gingivitis, any type of other horrible mouth diseases or issues, root canals, anything that could be a problem in your mouth, I decree miracle healing dunamis power right now for you. That word dunamis means to be excellent of soul, but it also means the power to perform a miracle. I decree the releasing of miracle power right now. I release miracle dunamis power in this place right now. Right now. Right now. Right now in Jesus' name. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let me tell you some more story. I had a woman on Facebook. She Facebooked me. She had heard the message, and she had done it at home. I think she only just watched it on a television program. She didn't hear the whole message. But she activated into the prayer, the two steps, with the blood and the dunamis at home. Now, she had a horrible gum disease. So horrible that her gums had receded so far down you could see the roots. And her gums were black. And whenever she brushed them even slightly, she would spit blood into the sink, lots of blood. Okay, so she does the prayer. And she didn't feel anything. All right, but then later on that night, she goes to brush her teeth, and she's brushing, and she's spitting, and there's no blood coming out. And she's like, huh, no blood. What's up with that? And she leans forward into the mirror and goes, all the gums have grown back, and they're now bright, shiny pink. She couldn't believe how easy it was. Amen. We had a guy in, San Diego. He had a sinus infection that was constant. Do you remember how many years he said he had that? He said it was a long, long time. And he said, I am a person that has been always offended. And he had had this chronic sinus infection. Now, this is how bad it was. It stunk. It stunk. You could smell it. He could smell the poisonous bacteria. Other people could smell it. It was nasty. All right? He goes through the session and he repents for the offense. He puts the dunamis on his soul. We got to stop praying for, you know, I command boogers to dry up in Jesus' name. No, you got to pray for the soul. He prayed for his soul. He filled it with dunamis and he said it, I think it was instantly, wasn't it? Was it instantly? It dried up. And he knew it wasn't just a moment when it wasn't flowing because it didn't stink anymore and it didn't stink for the rest of the day, so he came up to testify. Come on, Jesus. Look, that's instant, an instant miracle because he repented and got healed of offense. There was a woman in Australia. I was on this stage, actually, the very first time I taught this message. And she was flying in from Australia to come to this big conference that was here. And she was offended. And I won't give details about that, but she was on the plane, and she had been taking a continuous script of antibiotics. She would end the script, and the infection would still be there, so she'd get another one. And she'd end that one, and the infection would still be there, so she'd get another one. I mean, that's dangerous because you're just totally stripping your body. That's what antibiotics do. It just strips your body of everything, right? But see, that's what happens when you're offended, and you have a wound in your soul that's making that sickness happen. You can take all the pills you want, and that disease won't go away until you get the wound healed. That's why people have continuous, constant diseases and disorders that never seem to stop. And no matter what medicine or stuff that they take from the doctor, it never solves the problem because it's going to continue to be there until the wound goes away because it's the wound that's giving that disease the legal right to be there. So she's on the plane, and she thinks, you know, she takes so many antibiotics all the time, she doesn't even think about it. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I didn't check my bottle to see how many pills I have left. I'm going to America. And she opens it up. She realizes, oh, no, I'm going to run out. What am I going to do? And because it would just keep it, like, you know, at bay from taking the pill. So the Lord speaks to her, says this. He says, you have this because you allowed yourself to get offended. That's why you have a chronic sinus infection. And goes, but in America, I'm going to tell you what to do. And she walks in this meeting. And she hears the message, and during the activation, she gets instantly healed. Amen. Let's go and let's work on our words and our mouth, okay?
Right now, we're going to do what we like to call a super soak. You may be thinking, what is that? Well, let me explain. The word soak means to remove a stain by continued immersion. Now, I realize that what we're about to do may be different than what you're used to, but I'm sharing this with you because it's what I did to get healed of countless afflictions in my life. This is a real key to healing your soul. It's spending extended times in the presence of Jesus, soaking your inner man. I want to encourage you to really focus and engage in these prayers, because this is how you get healed. We didn't produce these shows just to give you a good message. Our entire goal, even more than that, the entire point of this show is to see you get healed, so that when you watch these programs, something really happens. You get a real, tangible miracle. How you get that is by engaging in these prayer times. I'm encouraging you to really focus and get involved in this super soak. Let's go back to the conference now, and let's really press in for your breakthrough.
Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we are so, so sorry for speaking offended words and criticizing and judging people. The Bible says the words of a whisperer, slanderer, are like deadly wounds. I have wounded myself with my words, and I've wounded other people with my words. I repent. Wash me clean, Lord. I need your forgiveness. I apply the power of the blood. Right now, Jesus, wash my soul of every sin of offense. Wash my mouth of every word I spoke in offense. I plead the blood over every word. I repent for every word, God. Wash my words in your blood. Remove my stain of sin. And I forgive anyone who spoke offended words at me. Wash their sin, Lord. Remove the sin of offense from their mouth. In the name of Jesus. Now I want you to really focus. Focus on your mouth. Ask God to go back in time to every place where you said those horrible things about people. We've said a lot of words. We've said a lot of evil about people. Say amen. Now, put dunamis on those deadly wounds, because it says the words of a slander and whisper like deadly wounds. They went down to the innermost part of your soul. Okay? Let's put dunamis on those deadly wounds that came from our mouth. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we decree that every deadly wound that we put on our own soul from our mouth, speaking evil about people, being healed right now by dunamis. We're so grateful for the power of the resurrection, that it's dunamis power that makes us excellent in our soul. And we decree that is what's going to heal us of our deadly wounds. So we release the oil of the anointing of dunamis. James 5 says, when the person is sick, go to the elders and they will anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick person. Well, we release the oil of the anointing of dunamis right now upon ourselves to get healed of those deadly wounds right now. And we are excellent of soul. We are excellent of soul. We are excellent of soul. Healed of every time we spoke against anyone, Lord. We are excellent of soul, excellent of soul. Fill us in our soul, Lord. Heal us Heal us with your dunamis power. Overflow. Erase every deadly wound. Pull it out of our soul. And take the sickness and disease that's on us that came from it. We rebuke and bind that sickness and disease, and we cast out spirits of infirmity that came from our deadly wounds, from us speaking against people.
You just got healed of speaking offended words. So let me pray for you right now. I command pain to come out of your mouth right now in Jesus' name. Bacteria to die, enamel to grow in your teeth, gum tissue to be restored, fillings to be repaired, and the roots of your teeth to come back to life in the name of Jesus. And I speak to sensitive teeth, and I command you to be healed in Jesus' name. I even command broken bridges and dentures to be supernaturally repaired in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, don't forget to check to see if you've received a miracle. There was a man who got healed in our meetings of a cracked tooth, but he didn't even know it until later when he was driving home. When he stopped to buy an icy cold drink, he took a sip, and that's when he realized that it didn't cause him any shooting pain like he normally would have.
For the last several years, we've been going inside prisons to minister to inmates, and we've seen some really cool miracles. Everything from busted knees to serious diseases. But even better, I love witnessing men and women who've been rejected their whole lives receive a real heart transformation. Jesus is in the business of changing lives, and we've been called to help. With your support today, we can change more lives and do more together.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Stay Unoffendable, Total Transformation 4-Disc Set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free, 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that getting worked up and offended can cause sickness in your body? Have you or someone you know suffered from repeated flus, infections, and even teeth and mouth issues? This revolutionary teaching reveals the toll that offense takes on your health. In this CD set, I've included a powerful time of personal prayer that will lead you to receiving your miracle.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to show you some great video testimonies of people who got healed in their physical body when they were healed in their souls of the sins of offense. These testimonies are really going to raise up your faith to get your healing in your life. So don't miss the program. Tune in next week. We'll see you then. For information on events, products, free videos, blogs, and even more, log on to my website, katiesouza.com.